Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Dean, the Wisconsin Herd General Manager, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dave, how you doing today, man?
Bill, how you doing? Always great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for your time. And this is a beautiful place. This is my first time here. I enjoyed it. I got a chance to get out and take a bunch of pictures and do some social media this morning. So let's start off first and foremost with how this community, how the state has received the herd.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I've said it time and time again at different events and, you know, publicly as well. We have an unbelievable setup in Oshkosh. We've got the best support of fans in the G League, and it's not even close. I've traveled the entire league, seen all these arenas, seen the buildings, the facilities they play in, the fan support, and we do have the best support in the league. It's a truly special place to play. And, you know, we've got a couple coaches now in the fold, and we've got players in the fold as well that have played against us the last 2 years. And I can tell you that every one of them has come in and said that they're happy to be in that building and at our side now with the support we have there. It's second to none.
Yeah, I was going to say, walking around this place, it really is a class facility. I mean, yeah, I don't want to call them minor leagues or whatever, but when you're not playing in, say, the Pfizer or Forum, you always wonder what you're going to get when you get to some of the smaller arenas. This place is beautiful. I love the deer stand. I was upstairs a little bit earlier, kind of overlooking the court. There's not a bad sight line. Everything in here is really cool. Do you kind of keep track of the people you get from around the state versus right here in your own backyard?
Sure, yes. Yeah. Steve Brandis, our president up there, does an unbelievable job. He and his group do an unbelievable job, and they do keep track of those metrics, where people are coming in from. You know, this is kind of a neat thing. You know, I was with John Horst the other day at one of our Bucks games, and Milt Newton, you know, we sit together at all our games, and Milt turns to me and says, you know, I'm seeing more and more people wearing herd gear at our Bucks games. And I thought that was a pretty neat thing that, you know, obviously we're trying to build the fan base for the Bucks all over the state, which I think we've done an unbelievable job of. Peter Fagan on the business side and his group have been special with that. And to have some of those herd fans now coming to Bucks games in Milwaukee wearing herd gear, it's a pretty neat thing.
So now you get a guy like Dragan Bender into the mix. He's coming up here tonight. He'll be in uniform this evening as a 7 o'clock tip time against the Windy City Bulls. So each time you get a different player from the big team, what is that like? Because each guy has a different skill set. Each guy has something different to work on. And sometimes there's just not room. Sometimes they just want to come down here and get them some minutes.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. And in Dragan's case in particular, this is just a continued part of his development. This is something we talked to him about being a real possibility when we signed him this summer. And this is just what he needs to do. He's the fourth pick in the draft just a couple of years ago. He's only 21 years old. And to give him an opportunity to, instead of playing, you know, 18 minutes a game as he did last year in Phoenix and not getting a lot of burn this year due to the high-quality players we have in Milwaukee, let's go play 30 minutes in Oshkosh against NBA-caliber guys, and let's get you running and get you going where you need to be. And he's been unbelievable with us. He's progressed in so many areas on and off the floor, and we're excited to just get him on the floor playing some meaningful basketball.
So you're going to see him and the hype that he can bring to the game this evening. Tell me about the team. If I'm going to say I'm going to be a Herd fan and I'm going to start supporting some of these guys, maybe buying a jersey, you tell me. Tell me about your team and what you've got.
Sure. You know, we've got a lot of high-quality players, high-quality individuals. That's the first thing is one thing we wanted to really address this offseason, and it's not that we didn't have it in the past, was we want to create an unbelievable culture in Oshkosh so that if and when we have assignment players, they're going to a culture that's just like here in Milwaukee. So we have a bunch of really, really quality guys, but they can also hoop. And I think what you're going to see from Coach Buford is guys that play hard every single night, every single possession, and we're going to shoot the heck out of that thing. We're going to take a bunch of threes, and part of what we wanted to do this offseason was get personnel that would be able to make threes and take threes. And taking them is great, but if you're not making them, that's not a good thing. And we found some guys that we think can fill it up from deep, and I think you're going to see a lot of three-pointers taken and great effort on both ends of the floor.
Hey, real quick, in a minute before we have to get out of here, but philosophically speaking, does that matriculate down from Coach Bud? Is that what you're looking for, to see who can assimilate themselves to the style that Coach Bud has down at the five serve, and to see what guys can kind of flourish in that type of an environment or that type of ask?
100%, Bill. That's exactly what it is. We're going to mirror everything that we're doing in Milwaukee and Oshkosh, and can we find personnel that fits what we're doing in Milwaukee for two reasons. One, could they potentially be a buck? And two, if they're not, can we emulate the style we're playing in Milwaukee so that when we do have assignment guys, they're looking at another player. It might not be Giannis, it might not be Chris, but guys that can do, you know, similar, quote unquote, similar things to make it as similar to a Bucks game as possible. So when they're put into a game in Milwaukee, they hit the ground running and they don't miss a beat.
Dave, pleasure to chat with you. Best of luck for the season and best of luck tonight. It should be a lot of fun here, and this is a beautiful facility, and I encourage everybody that's listening to come out and take a look at it. But thanks for having us up here. I appreciate it, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Really appreciate all your support.
Absolutely, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dave Dean, the general manager of the Wisconsin Herd. They tip off tonight, 7 o'clock here at the Menominee Nation Arena against the Windy City Bulls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.